From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. President Bush has been spending this Labor Day with union members. In the morning, the president went to a carpenter's training center near Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mr. Bush then traveled to Michigan to a Teamsters union barbecue. Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Quernbach reports.
Many large labor unions are big donors to the Democratic Party, but a few union presidents, like Doug McCarron of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters, have been friendly to Republicans and to George W. Bush. Minus his suit and tie, a smiling Mr. Bush stood on stage this morning at a carpenter's training center in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, as McCarron offered a welcome.
Now, it's no secret. This isn't an administration we're going to agree with all the time. But, Mr. President, we didn't agree with the last administration all the time either.
McCarron says the Bush administration has been a strong supporter of worker training programs. In return, President Bush says retirement benefits in the recently enacted tax package will help the pension plan of the 500,000-member Carpenters Union. President Bush is also trying to win more backing from labor leaders, as well as the rank and file, by promoting ideas he says will create jobs. The president says the economy's poor performance has left some people out of work and others trapped in low-wage jobs, but he expressed confidence the economy will recover, partly because of his plan to boost energy production.
We, for the first time, have got an energy policy that's supported by members of the unions, because they understand good energy policy equals good jobs in America. And that's what we ought to be asking. How can our people find good jobs?
After his speech, the president toured the training center and tried to connect with the carpenters, using a drill to put screws in a window frame, laying tile, and patching some drywall. But Raymond Peterson, a carpenter from Reidsville, Wisconsin, says he isn't ready to support President Bush, precisely because of his energy plan and its call for drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Well, yeah, that part of the plan, yeah, that I'm against. I mean, we got this earth already scarred up so bad the way it is, it'd be kind of nice to leave something alone.
Elaine Dorbanin of Green Bay, Wisconsin, is similarly lukewarm to the president's overtures. Dorbanin's husband and son are members of the Carpenters Local. She appreciates the president reaching out to unions on Labor Day, but Dorbanin adds the proof of Mr. Bush's interest will come at the pay window.
The union people are the faces, breadwinners of America. And, you know, we got to stop looking at profits and start looking at economy and money for our people.
Dorbanin says many in her family backed Al Gore in last fall's election. Gore defeated George W. Bush by only a few thousand votes in Wisconsin. But if President Bush continues to focus attention on organized labor, he and his fellow Republicans may be able to sway more union voters in the next elections. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Kaukauna, Wisconsin.